He Remains Faithful, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Wednesday, October 8th, 2025. The text comes from 2 Timothy 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men, who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Carrie Vaux writes, I love the surprise ending of Paul's poem at the end of this passage. He starts out by saying things we understand and expect. If we have died with Christ, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him, and so forth. And all of that makes sense. We are used to a world in which you get what you give, and what you plant is what you harvest. But then, Paul ends his poem with a twist. If we are faithless, Jesus remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Wait a minute, I was expecting him to say, if we are faithless, Jesus will not keep faith with us. But that would be wrong, wouldn't it? Because we do evil, broken sinners that we are, but not Jesus. Even when we betray him, he remains himself, faithful, gracious, and ready to forgive. This is our hope, because Jesus does not answer our evil with evil, the way we deserve. He answers our evil with good. It's in his nature to be that way toward us, forgiving and generous, even to the ungrateful and untrustworthy. And so he came into our world to become our Savior. What a wonderful God we have, who gives us life for death and forgiveness for evil. Through his own suffering and death, he gives us the life that lasts forever. And now that he has risen from the dead, he gives us his Holy Spirit to live within us and to transform us to be more and more like him, holy, loving, gracious, and merciful. God takes our evil and turns it into his good. Thanks be to God. We pray. Dear Lord, thank you for your endless patience and kindness towards me. I want to be with you forever. Keep me as your own. Amen.